I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Podcast Network Asia.
Okay, welcome guys to the new episode of Tunay na Rider. Sino ang ano natin? Ang guest natin si Big D, Geoffrey the Big.
Big Sugar D.
Big Sugar D.
Big Sugar D, baby. That's right.
Mas pro pa sa amin to.
Oo. Oh,
di naman.
Mas pahaskihan kami ngayong gabi rito.
Yes, sir.
The COO of Q815.
All the way from Cebu.
Via Sikihor.
Sikihor do Magete,
all Cebu, other Manila places.
So what are we going to talk about tonight?
Okay, so we're going to, part of our topic last week, we invited brands, Filipino brands, who cater to motorcycle riding gear, apparel, shoes, etc. So I think it's fitting for us to also invite Q815, mm-hmm, as part of the purveyors of motorcycle riding gear, apparel, and at the same time, pati yung local tourism. They're also supporting that cause, diba?
Made in the Philippines. For the Filipinos,
especially in Cebu.
Hindi lang.
Pansin ko, halos taga Cebu lahat ng mga ano natin, mga gear maker. What?
Okay, so thank you for being on Tunay na Rider.
Of course.
Big Sugar D.
Yes, sir.
So actually, that's a great question, Buck. Before we jump into how you got into riding, how Q815 started, how you got into Philippine motorcycle tourism and showing off all these beautiful places. What is it about Cebu?
That's a very great question. And here's a classic answer that I normally tell people. I'm not from Cebu. I was raised, grew up here in Manila. Paranaque, you know, south side, baby, all the way. You know, studied in BF Homes and all that, diba?
Alabangista.
No. Alabangistan.
Sukat. Paranaque. And then, so what happened was, in about...
For us in Cubao, lahat yan alabang.
Like, hanggang Bicol, alabang yan.
I stayed in Cubao too.
Oh, kami ni Buck, Cubao.
Oh, mga New Yorkers kami. Oh.
New Yorkers. Dude, for some time, nakatambay ako sa Illinois, baby.
Oh, Illinois. Batang QC.
Bro, my first job was in Yale.
Wala kayo sa akin. I'm from LA. Lower Antipolo.
Okay, so what is it about manufacturing, entrepreneurship, yung mga negosyante in Cebu that makes you guys so successful?
So it's like this. Playing my business around the metro, realistically, it's going to be a tight market. You get me? Because we got a lot of competition. And you don't want to also involve into stepping onto some friends of yours who has the same business with you, right? Mm. So on a business standpoint, what I just did was to basically explore other areas wherein I could possibly create more projects and create more jobs. Hence, as to why I moved to Cebu. Because, you know, I didn't start in Cebu as a businessman right away. So what I did was try to figure out first what I could do, started working in Cebu, understanding the language, understanding the people, understanding the culture, right? And then I figure out this is the best place to be if you're starting off a business. You just have to have or create your own niche market. And that's why I was able to start the events and eventually Q815 in Cebu.
All right. So that's a great answer. Pero what about like sila Aussie, right? I mean, there are other great manufacturers there. What makes Cebu a great place to make things? Or sino yung ano, Kopumpwe, di ba?
Kenneth.
Yeah, Kopumpwe. Yeah. They make, I mean, you guys make things in Cebu of great quality.
Going back to Ozzy Racing, no? Ozzy Racing is a legend. When I started riding in Cebu, it has always been Ozzy Racing. And mad respect to Ozzy Racing, and I'm not kidding, mad respect to Ozzy Racing. Even up to now, yung riding jacket ko, one of my very, very first safety riding jacket is Ozzy Racing, and it's been with me since like, what, 2014? And until now, it's with me. Hindi na nga lang siya kasha sa akin because that time, XL lang ako, no?
I can relate.
Diba? Pero buhay pa siya. It still looks like new up to this date. Diba? It's really the craftsmanship. To cite an example, imagine the guitars that are made in Cebu. Diba? Yeah. There are guitar makers in Cebu who makes those guitars by hand. Like literally, they use broken glass para mapino lang yung kahoy na tumatagos yung sunlight sa kahoy.
Wow.
It's the creativity. It's the hard work. It's their hands. That's the reason why Cebu has good food, good people, great places, good produce, products, and all that. That's Cebuano.
It's the craftsmanship.
It is.
It's that attention to detail. True. No? Galing, galing. All right. So, how'd you get into riding, man?
Good question. So, way back about 2005, no, when my family first moved to Cebu before I did. The means of transportation around the Metro Manila was basically motorcycle because that time I used to work in Makati already, no? So ang pinakauna ko nakaroon ng motor was an XRM, a Honda XRM, you know, 125cc.
Legend.
Sobrang legend.
Iconic bike yun.
I think parang a year, walang sira-sira sa akin, parang ganun, di man lang ako naflatan, passing through EDSA every day, Ayala Avenue every day, hindi siya mahirap i-park. Doon siya nagsimula. And then, yung sa events na side naman, I was blessed that kinuha ako by the former manager of Harley Owners Group or Harley Davidson of Cebu, si Luis Cabral, who's right. I think you know Luis. Yeah, Luis Cabral is ready with Harley Davidson Cavite.
Yeah.
Under Wheeltech, no? Nagpatulong siya sa akin for their marketing agendas for the events on the side of Harley. So doon ako naka-try ulit ng Harley. The best part about it is I don't need to buy a big bike because I can borrow a big bike.
Why buy when you can borrow? Yun ang moto ni Maki.
Moto ko yun.
Pero napapabili.
Pigil na pigil pa rin ako.
True. And then, yun nga, to be honest with you guys, I'm really more onto the car scene. Diba? Doon ako nagsimula. Ang ginawa ko kasi is lahat ng bisyo ko, ginawa kong negosyo. Car shows, motor shows, under VIP Productions Philippines. Shout out to Mr. Randy Olarte, the CEO. Siya yung una nagtiwala sa akin. Doon ako nagsimula. Hanggang nung nagkaroon ng pandemic, right before the pandemic, bumili ako ng NMAX.
Okay, so from the XRM...
down to the NMAX.
Down to the NMAX. Yun ang next
second
bike.
Purchase
second
to.
Purchase
yes.
mo. Okay.
And some Harley Davidsons in between.
And some Harley Davidsons.
For free, sir. For free.
All right.
So I don't have that money, you know, to buy myself a big bike, diba? And awa ng Diyos, yung mga tao pinagkakatiwalaan tayo. So I was able to borrow some big bikes like a Ducati Monster, you know, Harley Davidson, Road Glide, Road King, Street 750, yung mga tipong ganun. And
yung itsura natin pang bagay sa Harley.
True that. And yun kasi yung kasiyahan nun eh. Some of my clientele on the car side, I was able to create shows for Ferrari, Maserati already. And you know,
this is when
recent, but 2018, 2019.
Oh, okay. Tropa rin natin yun. Sila Mark Song.
Oh, doon ka pa nakikipag-meeting, di ba?
Yes. Kiniram ko yung office nila eh. Ah, really? Kung gusto ko magyabang sa potential client,
sa office ng Ferrari.
May ika-close ako na deal. Uy, Mark, pwede mag-work lang ako sa office mo? And then, hindi niya alam na may busy pa ako.
Nakakamiss yun because yun, grabe rin yun. They only gave me like 2 weeks to trigger an entire event in Cebu, specifically for Ferrari owners and Maserati owners. And I'm happy to say na-achieve naman natin yung mga ganong ano.
So automotive industry ka and events.
Yes.
So which makes it perfect because in between then, you've got Q815.
True.
And then that actually leads to yung the stuff that you're doing
for motorcycle tourism. Yes.
Okay, so Q815. So we've got your backstory in motorcycles and riding. Now jumping into Q815, how did that happen? So you're in Cebu now, you move there, your family's there.
So everything happened in, because the owner of Q815, Mr. Trunk Sadarna, is actually a car guy.
Okay.
Diba? Magkakasama pa kami during the time ng mga legal, ha? Legal drag racing sa Cebu.
Mm.
Diba? So, doon kami nagkakilala ni na Trunks.
Malaki ang car scene sa Cebu.
Legal drag racing, yun ang sa Netflix, diba?
may mga illegal din kasi na nangyari on the side. Siyempre, mas bata-bata pa tayo yun. Hindi ko naman magkakait na sumasali tayo, sumasama tayo.
Lahat tayo noon bata are ano, medyo brain damage.
True. Illegal drugs. Ako, illegal drugs.
Mahirap yan.
Hindi, drugs racing.
Drugs racing. Oh, okay.
Nagpaparami. Nagpaparami. Yari tayo dyan. But anyway, so that's how it started. And then, so about 2020, Trunks actually found out that I used to be a director for sales and marketing for a software company, a US-based software company. So my job is to really focus on to business development, look into clients and all that. Doon siya nagsimula. So that time, nagpapatulong lang si Trunks sa akin on marketing side, ano bang pwedeng gawin, and so on and so forth because it was still being managed by a former manager. And then it just happened, actually just this year, when I really immersed into Q815. Dahil nga, since 2021, we were doing our loops already. So yung loops namin is in partnership of Q815. Ganito kasi kasimple yan, no?
Wait, ano na, nauna yung Q815?
Nauna ang Q815, and then the loops.
Okay.
So
pero hand in hand yon.
Hand in hand.
Okay.
Ang mga loop, dream ni Trunks. Dahil organizer ako, sabi niya, boss, kaya ba natin to? Sabi ko, boss, subukan natin. Diba? But let's be different. Let's not promote road racing. Let's not promote, ano ba yung term na sinasabi nila? Pag marami?
Endurance challenge.
Let's remove the word challenge. Let's remove the word endurance from our events. Yes. And let's try to put a cost into what we do.
So when Raymond was organizing yung boss Iron Man, he was the organizer, the head organizer for that. That's exactly what he tried to do, right? Like he put stops, you take selfies, you take pictures. He tried to integrate motorcycle tourism in that. So basically, you guys did that without the baggage of the whole endurance challenge. Let's just go straight in and promote these areas.
Correct.
Tsaka hindi nila ano, hindi nila hinihail yung mga first to arrive. Oh. Walang ganun.
Wala po kami ganun. Ever since the Cebu Loop 2021, we never did that. We specifically announced that there will be no top finisher, no number one, no number two.
Walang fresh to arrive.
Walang fresh to arrive.
Tsaka po yung
first
yung,
to try.
just to point this out, yung unang nag-arrive during that event, pinatikita namin sa local traffic. Wow. Just to set an example.
So this is really, really a priority because kami, honestly, medyo we had ridden from Manila to go to Cebu. Yeah. And it's not our fault, right? But it's really their challenges with government. Our bikes didn't have plates. Some of us, mine, I think mine is my bike. I had plates, but some of them were new bikes or pinahiram ng Ducati and didn't have plates. Mm. And we had gone all the way to Cebu, and we couldn't join the Unity ride.
Mm.
That's a very good example because if you could recall, I was the one who briefed everybody during the
galit
Unity.
Galit na galit
ride.
Si Maki.
Oh, galing ako Manila, umapag sa Cebu, di ako sama.
Oh.
Pasensya na kung magagalit kayo or nagagalit.
Tama na, but
kayo.
That's the right thing to do.
It is tama.
Wala kang pinili. Big bike ano si Maki, naka CF moto ako.
Wala po
sa bana logo. Kasi hindi masama logo. Alam bakit? Oh. Umangka si Jansi sa akin. Ginamit ko yung scooter niya.
Naiyak si Jansi sa pagtakbo ni Maki.
Tapos nakapag-shoot pa kami ng mas mabuti.
Pero for me, it was kind of irritating. But now that you're sharing, now we know you.
Mm-hmm.
We know your perspective. You're like, okay, so this is what these guys stand for. Principio to.
Galing pa.
Okay.
It's... Kasi galit ka
ba, Maki?
Again, I'd like to apologize for that, but...
No, need to apologize. Wala kang pinili. Big
sorry,
bike, small
sorry.
Bike. Walang plaka. Ito yung batas.
Yes, and of course, during that time, I'm very happy that we were graced by presence of the LTO Highway Patrol Group to really help me enforce both PD96 and RA4136. No? Ito kasi yung mga batas na dapat lahat ng riders, lahat ng tunay na riders, alam nila.
Tama.
Kasi ito yung mga batas na normally, dinidisqualify natin as riders.
Hmm.
Diba?
But I would argue that it is not our fault.
It's true. I agree.
Diba? Na parang there are issues in din. Government. We've paid our taxes. We've paid
the plaka.
And... It's also government's fault, right?
It is. And I'm not gonna argue with you on that because I support that as well na ano yan give and take yan Binili ko yung motor, but hindi ko pwede gamitin? Kasi sa gobyerno, wala pang plaka. Diba? Ano ba to? Nag-aksaya ako ng pera? Ride na ako, hindi ko magamit yung motor. Diba? But the thing here with us, no, is we have to show the example. So kung bago motor mo, wala kang plaka, park it right there. Maki-backride ka, pero hindi ka tatakbo.
Mm.
Notice that when you guys left the place, there was a lot of different big bikes and small bikes, whatever brand it was, naka-park lang doon kasi talagang hindi ko pinayagang umalis.
Mm.
Marami nagalit sa akin, totoo. But we gotta stand for what we believe in and what we're trying to to teach people.
Tama. I agree. Ako, that's what I was telling Maki, you have to follow the rules.
Ako lang sabi ko, John C., tabi, ako mag-drive.
Kasi
totoo po yan.
Yung app na de-develop namin, the Loop PH app, what we're trying to achieve with Loop PH is we're trying to make it as a social media platform for riders. No? If during when you sign up for Loop PH, hihingin yung ano mo ORCR mo, hihingin yung driver's license mo. The moment na isa dyan, hindi updated, tatanggalin ka sa system.
Wow.
Ganun siya.
All right. Oh, Maki, I'm gonna pass the mic to you.
Okay. Sige, let's talk about Q815. Kasi I've been, ako background ko naman, nasa apparel.
Mm.
I've been to apparel. So, I'm very particular to design and quality. Ano yung design inspiration ng Q815? Ano yung konsepto niya when it comes to creating merchandise for riders?
So, when we started, it's all about the colors.
Oh.
Diba? Because, hindi naman sa ano, no, pero we have the best equipments available in the market right now. We really invested into it because the reason why is at first, dapat sa amin lang eh.
Oh, diba? you were telling kanina you were just making it for what?
For Q8 Hotel.
Q8 Hotel.
Diba? Dapat pang bedsheet lang, dapat pang pillowcase lang, dapat pang towel lang. Hanggang test print nga tayo ng isa. hanggang, ba't walang color? Sige, bili tayo ng colored printer. Hanggang, tol, pwede bang dyan ako order sa'yo ng para sa team namin? Hanggang, op, teka lang, negosyo na pala tayo. Ganun siya. So, to answer your question earlier, it all started with the colors. Dati puro color-color lang, may Q815 lang, may color lang. Ganun siya. Hanggang meron kami designer na medyo magaling, we hire our own designers.
Okay.
Not just layout artists, but like literally designers. Mm. So that we can say that our designs are authentically drawn by our staff or our artists.
And these are Cebu-based designers.
Cebu-based designers. No, even galing. Up to now. To set an example, itong Big Sugar D. This Big Sugar D logo is... Binigay ko lang kay artist na gusto ko may aso, may barrel, may gulong, may rims ng motor, may ganyan-ganyan. Ito lumabas.
Parang AI.
Di ba? AI is a different story.
Pero employed. Locally employed.
Locally
artists.
Employed. So we're also giving jobs in Cebu.
Ganda.
Di ba?
AI Cebu. Argo artist in Cebu.
Hindi lang... Oh, sige, go ahead.
May, sarili. Pati mga sewing machines, meron kami, mga sewers namin andyan. Para sa mga heat press, sa mga rollers namin, may mga staff kami na nandyan.
How big is Q815 in terms of personnel?
In terms of personnel, we are, easy to say, we are about 35 to 40 strong.
Wow.
Yes. We're not like the others na labas ng labas ng labas ng labas ng design. No. To be honest with you guys, we don't have time for that because we cater to our niche market. Yung mga grupo ng mga riders, basketball teams, corporate giveaways, mga ganun na... Kasi uso na ang sublimation ngayon eh. Matagal nang uso ang sublimation.
Ito naman, ako babawi ako. Si Iba galit sa sublimation to eh.
Dahil? May I ask why?
I'm not a colorful person.
Okay.
I like basic stuff. I like things very simple. Obviously.
Hindi, kasi yan, explain ko sa'yo. Nung nauso tong mga sublimation, anyone can print anything
true
on the shirt. Pero, I would commend Q815 for creating original artwork that you put on the shirt
yes.
with nice colors. Yung colors nila, I mean, as an artist, color palette eh. Hindi lang, Pantones eh. Hindi lang siya basta-basta
may color lang.
Download ng image sa Google tapos print mo na sa jersey.
Tama.
Which is, napapansin ko, ang daming gumagawa.
Because, kung habol nila is their own sales, ganun ang mangyayari. Diba?
Wait, if I could add na. You gave me another shirt before.
Yeah?
It was black and white.
True.
Na may Alibata.
Yes.
See, what I liked about that shirt is the person didn't go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do anything on that shirt, right? But that person exercised restraint.
True.
Diba? And that's what I like about the designs that you guys have. Eh. Mm. You can go wild with it. But there's thought
controlled,
put into it.
Controlled wild.
But there's also that discipline as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Kaya I really like what they're doing, especially when it's very accessible to everyone to just print, sublimate everything. We sublimate everything, di ba? Pero sila, quality. Kaya nga Q. Siguro
quality,
Q.
Quality, yeah, yeah.
Kaya Q yung Q815. Yes. Kasi they put attention to detail. Pati yung tahe dito sa neckline.
Ito na lang. This is a good example. Iba, if you can open the one that I just gave you.
Sige.
Yung isa pa. Yung hoodie.
Oy, hoodie. Wait. Actually, I also have I bought a Jet Li one.
What? Oh, yeah? Sige, habang binubuksan niya, ano yung product range ng Q815?
Madami. So we do jerseys, we do shirts, we do long sleeves, we do hoodies, we can do bags, we can do caps, both embroidery or DTF or direct-to-fabric printing. Mm-hmm. We also offer cotton shirts if you want cotton shirts. Embroidery. We can do embroidery as well. We can do teardrop flags if you want to. Lahat, anything that we can embroider.
Galing. Tingnan mo yung quality. Tsaka ano, I mean, pinag-isipan yung detail na may mga tela kasi na hindi talaga approved. May mga, mayroong mga dry fit material na hindi
mabaho.
Maganda eh.
Ganun
mabaho,
na lang, mabaho.
Matigas.
Magaspang.
Ito, magaspang. Ganda. Okay, so this is something I would wear. It's not that I don't like sublimation. Right? It's the fact that everything you see out there
it's
like let's put everything. Let's put neon. Alam mo yun? Let's put an eagle. Ano yung gusto mong design, Buck?
Philippine beagles.
Philippine beagles. Gagawa kami ng over the top na eagle looking pero beagle na malaking tinga.
Sorry. I'm really cringing on people who parang use yung metal mesh texture tapos
checkered plate.
Kung ano. Oh, mga ganon. Parang
tapos barbed wire na may rose. Tapos may ahas.
Anyway, like that's a shirt that I would wear. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not ano yung sublimation in general.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the lack of discipline and the fact that you can put anything on and most of the time people do.
Oh, tama, yeah.
So there are faces in the market, no? So sa motorcycle community, minsan kasi the louder the colors are for them is a safer. Diba? Meron
yeah,
tayong
true,
mga,
true.
Diba?
Meron
tayong mga motorcycle users, no? Na sa kanila is gusto nila simple lang yung clothing, simple lang yung design, mga ganon. And we're actually gearing towards the more simpler designs right now because we had a higher response on the simpler profiled designs compared to loud ones.
Mismo.
Diba?
Tignan mo yung mga kunyari, Lacoste. Ano lang?
Alligator. Lang. Oh.
Pero you can ang mahal.
True. Now, pero they invested diba? Years and decades into the, I mean, maybe even 100 years into branding. Now, but why? And then I remember I like wearing this cap a lot because, and I think you caught one of the shows when I was wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did.
And Indica, I mean, it's not because I knew what Q815 was. Mm-hmm. It's not because you know, I you guys did give it to me in Cebu, but it's the quality of the cap. You know what I mean? It's like I've got a lot of caps and I know quality. And
yung mga binibigay pag event.
Si Maki gumagawa niya.
Hindi ako ha. Attend ka event, mesh cap. Alam mo na yun.
No, and then the CST cap that you're wearing now is something you guys gave away in I think in Ormoc also.
Yeah, we gave out in Ormoc. We gave
and
out in Bohol.
And that's
every event.
Look at that. Look at the quality maganda behind the giveaway of CST, pare.
This is not ours. This cap was outsourced somewhere,
right?
Ah,
okay.
But if this is like what? If you will compare this cap to that cap.
Malayo.
Hindi ko naman sabihing malayo. Maganda rin ang quality nito.
Kaibigan rin natin yan eh.
Hindi, saka... Ito yung, believe it or not, I like the color combination of this one, gray and orange.
Oh, simple lang, di ba?
Simple lang kasi siya.
No, but I mean, the quality in the stuff that you guys make.
Trust me.
I'm really impressed.
Put it this way, these are old designs. Mm. Old product designs. We haven't had any release for since what? Since March? We've released a few designs during the Makina show. I'm sure you've seen it already, di ba? Diba?
Hindi, ang wild ng boost niyo, pare.
Because
hindi
of Jet Li.
Makapasok.
Because of Jet Li.
Ay, mamaya, may... Oh, sige.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Diba? So, yung... call this. Let me go ahead and send you guys the new designs that was laid out month of March for the Makina show. I'll bring it over the next show and hopefully
game.
I can bring Moto Dogo with me.
Perfect.
Para siya naman
dog friendly yung studio namin.
I know.
Na,
yeah. Nakita ko naman na animal friendly yung studio, no? So that I can show you guys a little more louder designs, no? But we have more designs coming in that are really more on the simpler side of things. Ganun siya.
All right. On that note, Buck, take it away.
Ako, ano, tatanong ko yung mga favorite places ni Big D pagdating sa touring.
Ito yung PMT, Philippine Motorcycle Tourism question.
Kasi kami... We rarely go talaga outside Metro Manila unless may mag-invite sa amin. Ano ba yung mga paborito mong
puntahan na pwede mo rin invite yung mga viewers natin?
So we've been around the Visayas area, you know. Ako kasi I'm normally on the back end, so compared to like Jet Li and the team na may mga na mga Philippine looper na rin sila, I haven't done it yet, and I would love to do it on a proper bike, not on an NMAX maybe, you know, or you know, a different bike. To be very, very honest with you guys, yung Sikihor, I fell in love with Sikihor. It's not because of the way how they received us, but yung unang punta namin sa Sikihor, imagine this, mismong pier, sobrang linis. Sa pier pa lang, ganyan kalalaking wow. Isda ang lumalangoy sa lalim ng barko.
Wow.
Ganon kasi. Ganun.
Dadala ako ng fishing gear.
Exactly, that's what I missed. The fishing gear.
Wow.
Because I saw...
Bike fishing!
I saw the biggest catch na barracuda sa Sikihor. It so, was about... It was
bike
it was,
fish camp.
Oh!
Ganda na lang. We can do that. Because I fish and I jig.
Okay.
Siguro ganyan kahabang barracuda.
Let's get jiggy with it.
ganito kahabang barracuda.
Wow.
First time ko nakita nun.
Motocasting.
Wait lang, first time mo rin bang
yes.
sa Sikihor?
Yes.
Damn.
On my first day in Sikihor, the moment we touched down, kami na jet, kaya pala paboritong lugar siya ni Jet Li.
Ah, okay.
Dahil sa natural beauty ng Sikihor. It is an unexplored island. And you see, ang daming foreigner na nakikita sa pier. Pero hindi mo sa makikita naglalakad-lakad lang kung saan-saan. I mean, these guys takes good care of the island pretty well. They have a city municipality ordinance, like zero waste. And lahat ng mga taga Sikihor, they abide by that city or that municipal ordinance. Bibili ka ng pagkain sa karinderya, dapat may sarili kang lagayan. Kung wala,
wow!
Yes,
wow.
Ganun sila. Wala kang plastic bag na makikita. They're using eco bags.
Galing.
Tapos,
parang gusto ko tumira dun ah.
Oh my, it is, trust me, it is by far the cleanest destination I've been into.
Direk, pwede bang ano? Online na lang ulit yung TNR?
Live they have from good Sikihor
internet.
Island.
They have good internet connection. Napaka-solid nung isla. The destinations, for example, sa Lagdoong Beach, like, God. Doon mo masasabi yung gift of God. That's the reason why I guess Sikihor is called the Mystic Island. Or, because it's
called the Mystic Island because of other reasons.
No. It is very mystical. Yung meron silang parang waterfalls doon na destination na pwede mong puntahan. It's about, trust me, Iba, you'll have a hard time because I tried doing it, 135 steps going down, 135 steps going up. But trust me, the moment that I was there, it's
worth
surreal,
it.
Grabe.
Ayaw mo nung bakit eh.
Parang ano siya, parang siyang four platforms ng waterfalls.
Wow.
And then, oh my God, the water was so clean and so clear. Diba? They have big trees. They have acacia trees. They have like huge trees there around the island na grabe ka well-protected ng government.
So, ibig sabihin, if yung laws and policies are implemented well,
naman.
Yung places will be kept.
And kung mumu yung enforcer mo?
Mapipilitan ka talagang sumunod.
Isa rin yan kung bakit Sikihor. Diba?
Ano
bakit nga ba
Sikihor?
Dati kasi diba we have that notion ng Sikihor may aswang, Sikihor witchcraft, Sikihor multo, mga ganyan. But the moment that we were there, everything disappeared right there and then. Ganun kaganda ang Sikihor. Hindi sa pinopromote kasi talgaling kami doon, pero even my wife is asking me how much is a per square meter somewhere in Sikihor.
Wow. All right. So that's definitely on our bucket list. It's always been on my bucket list.
You were
list.
Supposed to go.
I was supposed to go, but...
You chose not to.
I chose not to. May work.
May tanong ako.
Okay.
Kasi dapat kasama natin siya ngayong gabi. And Jet Li...
Mm.
Has been, I think, it's the most authentic lady rider I've seen recently. And the way she carries herself and the brands.
Yeah.
Tingin mo, paano nakatulong ang, how does it work yung Jet Li and Q815 partnership.
Well, I mean, not the. I mean, may marami tayong kaibigan na lady rider like si Daniela. Authentic rin yun.
Kasama naman siya. Para kay Maki lang daw.
Hindi. Para kay Maki lang yun.
Since we're talking
about... Para kay Maki lang, yung most authentic si na lady rider si Jet Li. Pero sa akin, lahat kayo, pantay.
Pero hindi, wait lang. Ano siya?
Si Maki lang, ha?
Ambassador, ambassadress siya ng ano.
Philippine Motorcycle Tourism.
Oh, di ba?
So, Jet Li is the ambassadress for Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. Jet Li is also the ambassadress for LTO Region 7. How do we work hand in hand for the same cause? Bakit ba kami nag-ride? Diba? Hindi kami nag-ride dahil gusto namin mag-ride. We ride for a purpose. So, mag-ride kami yan, mga regular na weekend rides. Parang tayo, diba? It's good to have coffee on top of a mountain somewhere, diba? It's good to swim in the beach, not part of where we are living, diba? Pero lagi yung tanong eh, para saan ka ba kami nag-ride? Yung para saan kami nag-ride, doon pumapasok yung partnership namin ni Jet Li, her being Philippine Motorcycle Tourism, and then kami naman yung bumubuo ng LUPH. Diba? Mm-hmm. Q815 brings us all the merchandise. LUPH, we deliver
experience.
Experiences. Jet Li promotes and helps us deliver that experiences to people outside our region by helping us market and advertise these events coming from Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao.
Galing.
So on that note, it's really all about one organic growth.
Yeah.
It's about synergy.
Yes.
Everything that you have done in your life.
Yeah.
Has added value and grown the potential of what you're doing. And then Q815 just happened to sync up to parang you couldn't have planned a better story, no? And you guys are still telling that story. Mm. And above all,
or pwede namang mag-sublimate lang sila ng kahit ano.
Pero above all, what's the most important thing that connects it is community and mission, right? Your purpose. Just can't make a brand and not care about building that community, not care about not having a bigger dream than just making clothes.
Tama.
Diba?
Parang living your values.
Yeah.
Yung brand values mo, that's what you're doing. Parang Q815, we want to explore outside our home, promote these places we've been, kwento namin yung stories, di ba?
Yes. Tsaka hindi lang kasi sa negosyo eh. Motoholic, photographer video, Red Media Studio, Motoholic. Jet Li, Philippine Motorcycle Tourism Ambassadors. Q815, clothing. LUPH, sa events. We were just a business. We were, just like what you said, became a community. And the best part about it is that we are now a family.
Mm.
Yun yung hindi kayang ibigay ng iba sa amin.
Mm.
Kasi kumbaga, yung amin, us being close-knit, became a family more than just friends. So we have that certain level of respect to each other. Diba? Kahit sa stickers namin. Ang stickers namin, Adhesive Philippines ang gumagawa. Kasi kami lahat may purpose. Diba? Kumbaga, next year would be a brighter year for us. And we claim that. Because next year, we have better purposes. For example, Motodogo joining us. Now we can slowly showcase animal welfare.
Mm.
Diba? May cause yung ginagawa namin, hindi yung, ay, basic. Hindi ganun. Oh. Pinag-iisipan namin mabuti kada galaw namin. Bakit?
Yun.
Kasi, ito yung pwede naming maiwan sa kabataan.
Mm.
Kaya pansin nyo yung mga contents namin, contents ng mga riders namin, ng mga loopers namin, wala kaming content na kalokohan.
Yan. Ang sakit nito magsalita.
Oo, grabe.
I'm not.
De, wala naman binanggit eh.
I'm not trying.
Wala naman eh.
De, nasaktan na ako eh.
No. What I'm saying is that I'm not trying to hit to anyone. Right?
De, but, totoo yan. Okay lang yan.
I agree. Now, these are all great, awesome people. That you guys work with.
Synergy, work together.
You align in culture, in ethics, in principle. I think that's incredibly powerful.
Galing. They all star eh. di ba? All-star yung, you have all the key components that you have.
And we hope very soon we can work with you guys.
Oh,
bro.
Out ka na ba? Out ka na, okay.
Out ka na ba? Teka, teka. Ito si Big Sugar D. Malaki ang ethics din.
Mukhang malaking ethics
big
talaga.
Big ethics din.
Malaki yung moto ethics niya. On that note, thank you for being on the show,
of
Big
course,
Sugar
of
D.
Of course.
With his big ethics. And like you said, it's all about
kitab.
Ay, di ba tunay na rider?
Oh.
Yun yung ano natin dati. Maski naman yata ngayon eh.
Lahat ng tunay na rider. Palakihan ng moto ethics.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for catching us on Spotify. You can catch the earlier pre-show on Facebook on Tunay na Rider.
If you want to hang out there, you can comment and interact with us in Facebook. Just search Tunay na Rider.
And please subscribe if you liked it.
Bye-bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.